The Academy Awards gives us a glimpse inside the world of movie making once a year. We can get another view anytime we want, thanks to those extras found on DVDs. NPR's Art Silverman says that not all DVD bonus tracks are created equal. It's a different surprise every time he puts a new disc in the machine.
Most of the time, even a bad movie can be rendered interesting if the DVD manages to peel back a little mystery away from the film. I'm happy when I get a movie I couldn't care less about that has extras that makes it interesting. Take the cinema secrets revealed on the DVD release of a minor 1959 fairy tale, Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
In our story, the leprechauns are supposed to be one quarter the size of the humans, but the actors playing the leprechauns are average height. The actor playing Darby is placed close to the camera, and the actor playing the leprechaun is placed four times farther away. Now, the leprechaun appears to be one quarter the size of Darby. Remember, the camera's single eye, the lens, can't tell how...
Learning neat tricks like that makes me feel the DVD is working the way it should. But apparently I'm in the minority. Serena Warner edits special features for DVDs.
I have to say, most of my friends who I talk to actually rarely watch the extras and rarely listen to the commentary.
I have the same finding as you, Serena.
Kim Aubrey runs Zap, the San Francisco DVD production company Serena works for.
I would say that numerically the majority of people that I speak with rent the thing and watch the movie. Maybe they buy the thing and watch the movie. But I think that there is a vocal and probably commercially significant minority of people who love that stuff.
But it's often an unrequited love, because for every brilliant piece of insight offered on a DVD, there are the clunkers.
This is Carrie Rickey. Welcome to New York, New York.
Here's one that made me feel as if I was sitting through a second-rate film class lecture.
Scorsese's film is a meditation upon and criticism of the Hollywood musical. It's downbeat rather than upbeat. Even the film's double title, New York, New York, reflects that duality. Perhaps the contact.
Now, to be fair, if you plug on, this particular DVD brings you what you really want, the actual director talking. Only Martin Scorsese isn't paying attention to his own movie.
Holiday Inn, obviously, was the other one, but I keep forgetting because I keep thinking of White Christmas. Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire in this color, Technicolor, beautiful Technicolor, Universal. International film, no, Paramount.
DVD commentaries are notoriously hit or miss. They only can sparkle if the people talking share their enthusiasm and insight.
Hello, this is Danny Boyle, the director of 28 Days Later.
And I'm Alex Garland, writer.
The DVD commentary track for this zombie flick lets the blokes responsible for it dissect it limb by limb.
I always think flashbacks are very difficult, but it felt so right here. And you shot it on what?
This is shot on Super 8, so give it...
So decent commentary relies only on a sober, engaged director willing to sit down and share his thoughts. But all those other bonus features are the result of clever detective work and salvaging of bits and pieces of a film by a DVD producer. And the uneven nature of the format is because the DVD is still relatively new, and people like MGM Home Entertainment's Blake Thomas are only now starting to figure it all out.
In the early days of DVD, we often put tangentially related material, video games that didn't have much to do with the movie at all, unnecessary historical context documentaries, again, that didn't have anything to do with the movie. We wanted to make sure that we used up all that room.
And Kim Aubrey of Zap calls the initial approach the kitchen sink school of DVD.
Some thought the longer the list of bonus extras that they could print on the back of the DVD, the more they'd sell. And so they'd say, well, put anything on there. I don't care what it is. You know, it could be the laundry list from the third day of shooting. You know, that's great.
And in fact, that impulse still exists.
What you eating? Stubblegrass.
Now this one surprised me. It's a new release on DVD of all things Bambi. Yes, deleted scenes from Bambi.
Doesn't taste quite as good as clover though, does it?
Nope, not quite. But it's better than nothing. Yep.
And even as DVD makers reach back to find moments like that in the archives, new feature films now go into production with thoughts of the DVD release in mind. Crew and cast members, armed with mini-cameras, capture every moment of movie-making. Directors shoot and save alternative endings, sometimes just to satisfy the appetite for them on DVDs. In fact, there's even a cadre of filmmakers whose only job is to make movies about how movies are made. Greg Carson does that for MGM Home Entertainment. But even he thinks there's an upper limit to what audiences need to see on a DVD.
I think we are going to get to a point where we have done everything possible, and going even further is basically, are we going to put someone's medical record on a DVD?
And when it does get to that point, even adventurous DVD extra lovers like me might make that old-fashioned choice and only press play movie. Art Silverman, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.